Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about something, Jiutian Folk Drums. It's a performance troupe, and it's all about a new family for troubled teens. Maybe you like to listen to drums and percussion and stuff like that. I know I do, and I guess this is a performing troupe here in Taiwan that is comprised of, troubled people.
Teens, they're kids in their teens, so they're teenagers, you could say. When you describe kids as being troubled, it means they've got some problems, maybe they've misbehaved or done some things that were wrong because their parents aren't watching them more carefully or closely enough. I don't particularly like drums, I know Tom does. If there are too many drums being played, I sometimes get a headache, Tom.
Yeah, you need to do drumming correctly. Sometimes people are just banging just to make noise. So lots of people do like drumming. The taiko drumming in Japan is pretty famous. And here, of course, they've got those different drum troupes that perform for various people. But here we've got something called the Jiutian, or 9 days drum troupe. I don't think they actually call it 9 days in their English title, but we're calling it the Jiutian Drums Troupe, and it's a new family for troubled teens. Let's find out what this is all about by reading the entire content of our lesson right now. Drum beats echo throughout the streets. They're booming accompanied by the blare of trumpets, bursting firecrackers, and a procession of outlandish performers. They hoist palanquins bearing revered idols, wield sharp swords, or beat their shirtless backs with sharp weapons. While Din Tao rituals have long been common sights at Taiwanese temples, they are marred by the perception that their performers are mostly delinquents. This stereotype, which is often exaggerated by the media, is not without merit. Many temple performers are indeed people who have dropped out of school or used to be in gangs. Jiutian Folk Drums and Art Troupe is no exception, but it tries hard to break through the stereotype. Operating out of a small tin-roofed temple near Taichung, the troupe helps once reckless teens get an education and stay out of trouble. The troupe's members must follow strict rules, including refraining from swearing, fighting, smoking, drinking, and chewing betel nut. Each morning at 7 a.m., the drummers awake in one of the shipping containers where they sleep. They undergo rigorous training and practice from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., with only a short break for lunch. Then they hit the books at night school for another 5 hours each night. By educating the younger generations about Din Tao, the Jiutian troupe is ensuring that these traditional rituals will continue to flourish in Taiwan. In addition, making the troubled teens endure such a regimented lifestyle of discipline is slowly changing the public's negative perception of Din Tao. Instead of ending up in jail, troubled teens can get off the streets and find a new family at Jiutian. Now they're touring the world with their drums and dance, pursuing careers, and restoring dignity to the Taiwanese tradition of Din Tao.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at our article here. Jiutian Drums Troupe, it's a new family for troubled teens. A troupe, notice we have an E at the end of this word. It's not T-R-O-U-P, which is a group of soldiers typically. But here we've got an E on it, so it changes this noun completely. If you see an E on this word, it's a countable noun. It just means a group of actors or singers who work together. Could be a dance troupe, for example. Here we've got a group of teens who actually play drums together. And we talked about how they're described as being troubled teens. Teens who sometimes get into trouble with the law.
Right. They have some problems with school or drugs, alcohol, being in gangs and stuff like that. And drum beats echo throughout the streets. This is how we're describing perhaps one of their performances.
Mm-hmm.
A beat of a drum or a drum beat is just what you hear when somebody is playing the drum. And, of course, if they're going through the streets or along the streets or throughout the streets, the sound of the drums will be echoing through the streets from buildings and stuff like that. So echo just means a repeated sound, like if you're standing in a mountain valley and you yell, echo, echo, it comes back again. And also, we're describing these sounds as being booming. Booming here is actually being used as a noun here. They're booming, or the booming sounds of those drum beats are accompanied by the blare of trumpets. And, well, here we've got the verb to accompany, which means something goes with something else as a companion. You can be accompanied, for example, if you're playing the violin. Maybe you're doing a solo violin performance, violin sonata, I guess that's called, and would be accompanied by a piano.
That's right. Or I could say the thunderstorm was accompanied by high winds. So they were accompanied by the blare of trumpets. Blare is really loud, usually means an unpleasant sound. And a trumpet is a brass instrument that you blow into. It has three buttons that you press down to play different notes. You've also got bursting firecrackers. Firecrackers are small paper objects that are filled with some sort of explosive substance. If you light them, they produce a really loud noise when they explode. We set off firecrackers when a new store opens here in Taiwan or during Chinese New Year. You've also got a procession of outlandish performers. Procession is an organized group of people who are in a line. It could be a line of vehicles, too, that move together slowly, usually as part of some sort of ceremony. Outlandish means strange or unusual, kind of different from what you expect, maybe even silly.
Yes, kind of bizarre, unfamiliar, something you're not familiar with that you don't see every day. So this is describing this kind of performance. I guess it's kind of like a parade here, banging their drums and somebody's playing the trumpets and firecrackers are going off and you've got all these other kinds of performers, maybe acrobats or jugglers, who knows. And they hoist palanquins bearing revered idols. They wield sharp swords, or they beat their shirtless backs with sharp weapons. I've seen that before. It's been a long time. I guess they call those guys like dangi, I guess, is the word in Taiwanese. But, again, it's a procession of these performers. And a palanquin is basically some kind of a carriage that is hoisted up by four people. It's got pieces of wood that each person holds, and it contains some kind of image in there, a Buddha image or some kind of a deity from Taoism. Here we're calling it a revered idol. So an idol is like the image of a certain god, Tudigong or Guangong or whatever. And they're revered. They're very respected.
If you hoist something, it means you raise something up, usually by using ropes or machinery. Here we're talking about men picking up this palanquin and carrying it. They've got some sharp swords, and they're wielding sharp swords. To wield means to hold something, particularly a tool or a weapon, in your hand so that you're ready to use it. We'll often use it to say someone's wielding a gun or wielding a knife. Here we've got swords. And they also are going to beat their shirtless backs. They have no shirts on, with sharp weapons. Wow.
Right. They get those kinds of swords that have spikes on them and stuff like that. And so I guess we're referring to this as a Din Tao ritual. So if you've seen these temple festivals or whatever, then you would call it Din Tao. That's the term in Taiwanese. And so while Din Tao rituals have long been common sights at Taiwanese temples, they are marred by the perception that their performers are mostly delinquents. I never realized that, but I guess if you see these rituals, these Din Tao rituals, that are common during temple festivals, they're a common sight at temples here in Taiwan, people know that the performers, or at least they think the performers, are delinquents. They are marred by this perception. To mar something here just means to kind of impair the appearance of something, to make it look not so good. For example, your appearance might be marred by wrinkles as you get older, so maybe you'll consider getting plastic surgery. And also we have the word perception here, which refers to how people see things, how they look at things.
And a delinquent is usually used to refer to a young person Who does illegal things? Kids that are in gangs or juvenile delinquents. So I guess that's what most people thought of these kids as they saw them in these parades or these processions. I along with Tom, didn't know this. That's a surprise to me. Well, it's a stereotype to think these kids are delinquents who are involved with the Dintao rituals. A stereotype is when people look at a group of people and say that they're all the same. They have all the same types of characteristics. A stereotype of women is that they're all bad drivers, which isn't true. I'm an excellent driver, although I have two sisters who are terrible drivers.
Well, I should say that men and women are equally bad drivers. Everybody okay. thinks they're a good driver, but actually everybody's bad.
Yep. Okay, so it's really true of both sexes, I guess, that we're both bad drivers. Now, the stereotype's often exaggerated by the media. So if you read the newspapers or watch news on television, they'll also talk about how these kids who are in these Dintao rituals are delinquents or they're troubled teens. And so they actually keep saying it. So people continue to believe this stereotype. If you exaggerate something, you describe it in a way that's larger than life. Maybe you're describing something that's greater than it really is or larger than it really is. So I know a lot of people who exaggerate, and the media does tend to exaggerate a lot of times.
Indeed. So we should say, however, that this stereotype is not without merit. Merit here just refers to whether something is good or worthy or true. So if you say something is without merit, it means, well, it's not really true. But here it's saying it's not without merit. That's kind of tricky here because we're using a double negative.
Mm-hmm.
We should say that it has merit. In other words, well, it is legitimate. Indeed, many temple performers are indeed people who have dropped out of school. Yes, it's a stereotype, but still a lot of that stereotype is true. Lots of these performers in these processions have dropped out of school. If you drop out of school, that means you did not finish school when you were supposed to. You did not complete all your coursework. You quit school and you did not graduate. Or some of these people may have been in gangs. And a gang is usually a group of people who are organized to do bad things. It could be a street gang in which they rob people, or it could be something worse, like an underworld gang or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And if you used to do something, it means you used to do something in the past. It was something that was true in the past but is not happening currently, or something that doesn't currently exist. I could say I used to perform opera, but I no longer sing in operas anymore. Well, these kids, some of them, have dropped out of school. They used to be in gangs and do some illegal things, but that's not true nowadays. I wanted to mention you can also say that something has merit. I could say, oh, his ideas have some merit. They have some value, some worth to them. Well, we're going to continue talking about some of these kids who are involved in the Cho Tien Drums Troupe. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的文章刚开始呢，就来说明了你在台湾的大街小巷一些特殊庆典的时候会看到的枕头仪式。在第一段的最后一句提到， While Dintao rituals have long been common sights at Taiwanese temples, they are marred by the perception that their performers are mostly delinquents. 我们来看到这里所谓的枕头的仪式，英文叫做 Dintao rituals. Ritual 指的就是一种仪式或者是祭礼，而要去执行这样子的仪式，我们可以搭配动词 to perform a ritual. 虽然这样子的仪式呢，在台湾的寺庙是非常常见的景象，然而后面却提到表演者由于大多都是少年犯的这种看法，却是损害了大家对枕头的这种想法。我们在这里用到了一个动词 mar 在这里当作动词，解释成为损坏、损害。譬如说，桌子的表面被损坏了。 你就可以说 The surface of the desk is marred. 而枕头的仪式呢，却被这样的认知觉察 perception 给损坏了。这个 perception 的内容，我们后面用 that 来接一个名词子句说明 Their performers are mostly delinquents. 这些表演枕头的人呢，大部分都是行为不良者。我们讲到 delinquent 通常用来指的就是行为不良的人，而少年犯或者是不良的少年少女就可以称之为 juvenile delinquents。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue our lesson. We're talking about these Dintao rituals that you see at temples.With all those things going on, drumming and trumpets playing. They might be playing the suona, actually, not so much the trumpet. And firecrackers going off and performers doing various things with those palanquins, with the revered idols, etc., etc. And the stereotype that we have of these performers are that they are delinquents, they've dropped out of school, they used to be in gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chou Tian or Zhou Tian Folk Drums and Art Troupe is no exception. Okay, so we've got all these different troupes, these groups of performers. They're not an exception. In other words, they too have people in them that dropped out of school, that used to be in gangs, that maybe were in... committed crimes, maybe they spent some time in jail. So they're an exception, or they're not an exception, I should say. But this group is still trying hard to break through that stereotype.
Mm-hmm. To break through means you are able to get through some sort of barrier, something that's holding you back. We often use this in a figurative way, not a literal way. And if you break through a stereotype, you change the way that people view you. You change people's perception of you, their opinion. They're operating out of a small tin roof temple near Taichung. That's where they are. If you operate somewhere, it means that's where you function. That's where you do your business. So what are they using? They're using a tin roofed temple near Taichung to do their business. Now, this troupe helps once reckless teens get an education and stay out of trouble, which is a really great goal or objective for this troupe. Now, if you're reckless, you take risks. You don't show enough concern for maybe the possible results of some of your actions that you do. So if you're wild and reckless, you try to do dangerous things. You take chances with your life. That's not good.
Right. They were once reckless. In other words, they were reckless at one time in their lives. This troupe is helping them get an education, and the troupe is also helping them to stay out of trouble. Well, the troupe's members must follow strict rules, and those rules include refraining from various things, including swearing, fighting, smoking, drinking, and chewing betel nut. So first they have to follow strict rules. If they break the rules, they'll probably get kicked out, or they'll be in trouble, or they'll be punished. And some of those rules include refraining from doing these various things. If you refrain from something, that means you reduce the amount of something that you do, or you simply do not do it at all. If you're in a theater, you have to refrain from smoking, for example. And here they have to refrain from swearing. Swearing here just means saying naughty words, like four-letter words, or sanzijing, as you say in Chinese. And they can't fight with each other. They can't smoke. They can't drink. Here, drinking refers to alcoholic beverages. And they cannot chew betel nut. I know betel nut, those things can be counted, but we say it this way. Do you chew betel nut, or have you ever chewed betel nut before? We know lots of people in Taiwan enjoy chewing betel nut.
Betel nut's the seed of an Asian tree. It's chewed a lot in Asia. Not so much as it used to be. I know when I was here a long time ago, more men would chew betel nut. It turns your teeth all red. Don't do it. Well, each morning at 7 a.m., those drummers wake up. That's pretty early for some of these kids, and they are sleeping in shipping containers. A container is some sort of box where you hold things or keep things in it. And here they're shipping containers, so we know that they've been used on ships containing products that are taken from one place to another. That's, I guess, their bed. Interesting. If you're a drummer, you play drums. My cousin Johnny was a great drummer. He played in a couple of bands. Would you consider yourself a drummer, Tom? I know you like to
Not really. I played in high school, but I haven't really practiced since then. But, yeah, drummers are people who play drums, basically. And, well, I guess they sleep in those shipping containers. I guess those are cheap ways to set up shelters for people.
Mm-hmm.
And also the members of this troupe undergo rigorous training and practice from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. with only a short break for lunch. So they're training in all these disciplines, including drumming and performing and wielding swords and stuff like that. It goes on all day, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This is rigorous training. If you undergo something, that means it happens to you, you experience it, or you're subjected to it. You can undergo surgery, for example, if you have something wrong with you. And rigorous here just means extremely thorough, and it makes you exhausted. It can be also very accurate, rigorous testing, for example, rigorous training, for example, if you want to be a world-class musician.
Well, then they hit the books at night school, which means they use their textbooks at night school every night for 5 hours each night. Wow, that's a lot of schooling, too. So they're busy kids. Now, by educating the younger generations about Dingtao, the Jotian troupe is ensuring or making sure that these traditional rituals will continue to flourish in Taiwan. Ensure is simply another way to say to make sure that something is done. For example, airlines will ensure the safety of passengers by making sure no one takes objects aboard the plane that are illegal, like guns and knives, of course.
Bombs.
And if you flourish, it means you're very successful in whatever you're attempting to do. You do very well somewhere. I could say plants flourish in Taiwan because of all the rain and the beautiful sunshine.
Indeed. So they want to make sure that this tradition continues to flourish in Taiwan. And in addition, they want to make the troubled teens endure such a regimented lifestyle of discipline, and making them endure this, making them go through it, that will slowly change the public's negative perception of Dingtao. It's regimented, which means it's controlled, for example. That's like the army, of course. Army life is regimented, controlled. They control when you get up, when you eat, what you do. You don't have much freedom there. So they do have a regimented lifestyle there. They don't have a lot of freedom to go out and sing karaoke or have dates with girls and stuff like that. This is involving a lot of discipline, training people to obey rules and behave the way they're supposed to.
And discipline is really that control that you get or you gain by following rules or orders. You obey those orders, and soldiers have a lot of discipline because of their dedication to the work that they have. So they have a lifestyle of discipline where they have a lot of rules and control over their behavior. And because of this, it's slowly changing the public's negative perception of Dingtao. If it's negative, it means people are not happy with something. They dislike it or they disapprove. But it's changing that, so people are seeing this group as a more positive group of teenage kids. Instead of ending up in jail, troubled teens can get off the streets and find a new family at Jotian. So this is great news. They have people that they feel like care about them and love them, and so it changes their behavior.
So they're not going to end up in jail. Instead, they'll be off the streets, they'll be in a new family, and now they're touring the world with their drums and dance, pursuing careers, and restoring dignity to the Taiwanese tradition of Dingtao. If you pursue something, you chase after it, you try to achieve a goal with it. So, yes, pursue a career in finance, for example. And, of course, they want to restore dignity, which means respect and admiration from people. And yes, indeed, people will change their stereotype of Dingtao. It will be respectable, all because of the Jotian troupe. Good on you guys. I'm going to go check out your next performance. Right now, we're going to check out a few words from our Chinese teacher.
今天要特别介绍的这个叫做九天民俗记忆团。我们在第二段中间看到九天 folk drums and art troupe is no exception, but it tries hard to break through the stereotype.对于大家认为这些阵头的表演者都是少年犯，而九天民俗艺团刚开始也不例外 is no exception， 但是他非常努力的要突破这样子的刻板印象。我们讲到 breakthrough 就是有去突破的意思，像是 to break through the enemy's defenses 指的就是去突破敌方的防御。他们是怎么操作的呢？下一句提到 Operating out of a small tin-roofed temple near Taichung, the troupe helps once reckless teens get an education and stay out of trouble. 这一个团体呢，在台中附近有一间有铁皮屋顶的小小寺庙当中开始运作。Operating 它的主词在后面 The troop 指的就是九天民俗记忆团，它帮助的是 Once reckless teens 这一度曾经是鲁莽的年轻人，帮助他们受教育并且 stay out of trouble 远离麻烦。 Reckless 这个形容词呢，解释成为鲁莽的，不考虑后果的，像有人因为开车非常的莽撞而被捕，就可以说 arrested for reckless driving。 下句提到这些成员要遵守哪些规定呢？ The troop's members must follow strict rules including refraining from swearing, fighting, smoking, drinking and chewing betel nut。这些成员啊，遵守的严格规定包括了要自制，不可以骂脏话，也不可以打架、吸烟、喝酒或者是嚼槟榔。我们来看一下这个动词片语 refrain from， 就是有节制跟忍住的意思。有时候因为太感动了而忍不住掉下了眼泪，你就可以说 She could not refrain from tears。那么接着我们来看到在最后一段的第一句， By educating the younger generations about Dingtao, the Zhou Tian troupe is ensuring that these traditional rituals will continue to flourish in Taiwan。借由教导年轻一代有关于阵头的仪式跟文化传统，这个团体确保Ensure 这些传统的仪式在台湾会继续的兴旺下去。 Flourish 这个动词就是有发达繁荣的意思，我们说他的生意非常的兴隆，你就可以说 His business is flourishing。 后面继续提到他们的功能跟作用， In addition, making the troubled teensendure such a regimented lifestyle of discipline is slowly changing the public's negative perception of Dingtao。 在这里提到呢，除了让这些问题少年忍受如此军队纪律化的生活方式， regimented 代表着就是严格管制的意思，而且生活是需要很多的 discipline， 也就是纪律跟风纪，这样一来也就慢慢的改变了大家对于阵头的负面观感，所以在现在他们在世界各地巡回演出，那么也希望呢除了追求自己的事业之外，还可以 restoring dignity to the Taiwanese tradition of Dingtao，并且能够重振台湾阵头传统的尊严。
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.